Hey folks, this is Axe with Be Crash Free and New Driver. This lesson is the math of uncertainty. Now don't worry, when we say math here, we just mean addition. No algebra or calculus needed. When we say uncertainty, we mean the fact that in any given traffic situation, we don't know what's going to happen or what other drivers are going to do. We can make some good guesses, but there will always be a certain degree of uncertainty. So let's give that uncertainty the value x. For example, imagine we're driving on a multi-lane highway. Okay, we're in lane number 3, the third from the left. There's another car even with us in lane number 1, the leftmost lane. And lane number 2 is clear between us and them. Now let's imagine that we both want to change lanes into lane number 2, but we don't know they want to, and they don't know we want to. Now, when that other driver makes their lane change, they may or may not use their turn signal and check their blind spot. Let's say they don't do either. And I think we've all seen that out on the roads. That driver has added some uncertainty and unpredictability to the traffic mix. No one knows they're about to change lanes until their car starts to move over. So, there's an element of uncertainty here. The uncertainty provided by the situation and the actions of the other drivers. We're calling that level of uncertainty X. Now let's look at ourselves. We also want to change lanes into lane number 2. We can't change the amount of uncertainty that the other driver is adding to the traffic mix. The choice we have is to add more uncertainty or to not add any more uncertainty. So let's play out each choice. Adding more uncertainty. Let's say we also make the lane change without using our signal or checking our blind spot. Now we've added some uncertainty to the traffic mix. Let's call that uncertainty Y. That means we now have a total of X plus Y uncertainty. Now both cars are headed to the same space at the same time. Maybe one of us sees it in time to prevent the crash, maybe not. Now the other option is to not add more uncertainty. We still want to change lanes into lane number 2, so we signal, check our mirror, and check our blind spot. Now, we know the other driver knows what we plan to do, and we've increased our own awareness of what's going on around us. Since we didn't add any more uncertainty, we have a total of X plus 0 uncertainty. The chances are much higher in this situation that either we'll see what the other driver is doing sooner, or they will see that we intend to change lanes and the crash is easily avoided. The way we look at it is being predictable in traffic keeps the level of uncertainty from rising and lowers the chances of a crash. I mean, consistently using your signals, not passing in no passing zones, and so on, can also lower your chances of getting a traffic ticket as an extra bonus. Now, as we discuss in a different lesson, what other drivers do is out of our control. But what we do is completely within our control. Please, take that control. Questions for discussion. What do you see other drivers do that you think causes more uncertainty in the traffic mix? What are some of the things you do while driving that help keep the level of uncertainty from rising? And what are some of the things you think you could do better or more consistently to keep the level of uncertainty from rising?